It's exactly 20 to 8. Don't panic.
That's not very mayoral of you, Darren.
Oh, no, I'm practicing. There's mayoral time for things, guys. But I don't want to get any bad habits. I just want to start with the good habits. So, dear ANCPEC, I know you're listening, or Honorable Sitle Sigalala, ANC KZN Premier. Darren Moore here.
Hi.
We've met before. You remember we interviewed you in Richards Bay. You spent most of the time talking to our social media princess, and I don't blame you. She was Miss Masandawana. But anyway, I was there as well. We interviewed you and we got to talking. I would just like to state on this basis that I myself, Darren Moore, am available for the position of Mayor of Etiquini. Now, I do have documents. If you want to come down and sit down, I have the documents and I have the plan. It's a 3.5-year plan that can help with passing bills that prioritize housing and feeding and quality education for the homeless, take care of that problem. Tick, fixing infrastructure so that Durban within 3.5 years finally secures the position as number one tourist destination in Africa. And then all those internationals bringing their pound and their dollar and their shekels here are really going to help us. I will always prioritize finding the best possible talent and completely eliminate corruption, cronyism, nepotism, poor governance, because I don't come from that circle. I'm outside. And I come in with a clean slate, and I will keep it a clean slate. So apart from that, I've got that. I have the documentation for that. If you want to sit down and talk about that, we can. But my qualities as a human being for Etiquini Mayor, why I am the best person for the job. I just listed a few for you. May I?
Please do.
I have my own house. I have my own car, so I won't be putting the stress on the taxpayers.
Tick.
Okay, got that taken care of. I will MC my own events. I will be my own program director, so we don't have to outsource the program director.
But then you would have to...
I'll bring myself on.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And would you do the whole protocol?
I'll do all the protocol and bring myself on.
Okay.
And I mean, look at the Darren Moore rate. You're looking at, you're saving a good 100 to 200,000 rand. Oh, we wish.
No, only for weddings. I have my own dog now, which means my security is taken care of. You don't have to spend extra money on the security. I have a dog.
Yeah. Nunu.
So scared. And Nunu.
Talking about that, because the dog came along as Nunu. We renamed it Gizmo. I am brilliant at renaming stuff, and that's a big city job.
This is very true.
We rename things.
Just no, randomly.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order. We can't go through another renaming.
I know. In the city. People are still struggling. The NMR is Masabalala Yengwa.
Enson Lembeka.
Argyle is Sandile Tutsi. Windermere is Lillian Ngoyi.
Yeah, please.
Okay. But if need be, it's a talent I have.
Okay, cool.
Okay. It's in the family as well. My daughter comes second or third in the athletics and in the swimming and the cross country. But this is not because she doesn't have the talent, but she has the athletic gene. Mm. She wants the rest of the community to experience victory and joy and winning.
No, I understand that, because you can't have dad being the mayor and then now the daughter winning everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, for the people.
I have my two MECs with me already. Very close relationship with Sky Shavalala and Kerry Miller, my respective MECs of sport and movement and happiness and mental health. Well, maybe not so much. But healthy body, healthy mind.
Mm. Can I add a MEC to this list?
Sure.
Which might push you through. The MEC of communication in KwaZulu-Natal. The best golfer in the world.
Yeah. Okay.
Surely you want that right to
MEC Bokbok.
MEC Bokbok.
In. Sorted.
Surely.
He's in. But I'd have to obviously check CV first. I'm not just going to put you in because you know someone who knows someone who knows someone.
And he can donate his 4 million rands to charity.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Darren, we would also, you are a man, and not to say anything, but we can't have you involved in anything untoward.
Any scandals?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. Have a look at my dad bod. I will not be getting into any of those scandals. My dad blog.
Yeah, you should have a dad blog, actually.
Dad blob. My dad bod is a block to scandals. So there'll be none of those videos and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I have already started this initiative, so I've got the connections for this one. Plastic roads, guys. Plastic roads. This one, I should be mayor for this one alone. I will take plastics, trap them in the rivers before they go down into the ocean. So we're not going to the ocean to get them. I trap them. I take that plastic. I convert that plastic. I mix it with the bitumen, and we make plastic roads. I'm like 75% down that road. Already.
Wow. Laughs at his own jokes like a true mayor.
Honorable Zikalala, he also laughs at his own jokes, so it can never be awkward.
Plastic. And then, guys, I am serious about this. I'm not joking. A lot of people say that this is just a campaign promise and you'll do nothing about it. In KZN, we need to have different rules to Cape Town and Joburg, blah, blah, blah. And in order for us to be a healthy community, we need a 4-day work week.
You got my vote.
And a 3-day weekend.
Got my vote.
Vote done.
Vote.
Just KZN. Mm-hmm. And I will work towards that. So those that are listening, this is official. I've put my name into the hat for Etiquini Mayor.
God. East Coast Breakfast.